Okay, Katie and Kay listeners, this is the Liberal Gladiator, and thank you for tuning in on this July 4th. Try to remember to keep your fingers to yourself and not into some ballistic trajectory because you've blown them off being foolish with fireworks. And also, we'd appreciate if you didn't burn the National Forest down around us, so let's act like we have some good sense, even if it's not common sense. With that, I've got Robbie Davis and Joanne Davis in the studio. Robbie is a CrossFit champion. Today we're going to go over stuff that I think is really important for households because I think it's really incredibly important that households be on kind of like on the same page when it comes to exercise, fitness, wellness, weight loss, competition. Robbie's is a top-flight competitor, absolutely in every sense of the word. Joanne is in incredibly great shape. God, you two are just almost sickeningly good looking. You know, you know, this is awful. I mean, what am I going to do here? You know,
okay, well, thank you.
I'll throw a bag over my face. You guys just keep smiling.
You look pretty good yourself. It's all right.
Well, thank you very much. All right, so this is a really interesting kind of topic, I think, because a lot of people are in homes where. Gosh, you know, I want to do something. I want to do something, and nobody can do it for you specifically. No one can exercise for me. No one can exercise for Robbie. No one can exercise for Joanne. And so, yes, it is a solitary thing. You can do things with people, but you can't do that type of thing for them. I mean, all jokes aside, 12-ounce curls. Hey, I'll take a couple curls for you, dude. You know, or whatever.
The proverbial, you know, lead a horse to water, but can't make him drink.
Yeah, exactly. And if you have a household where there's someone who doesn't want to do something, this is a really tough thing because maybe they're quagmired in any idea. Well, gee, come on, man. Or, oh, come on, little wifey. Sit down with me and have a, and why don't we split this small island-sized pizza with extra pepperoni and triple cheese. And just overflowing with rancid, greasy oils and, you know, toxic, right? And not just trans fatty acids, but toxic fatty acids. Yeah,
right. Summer barbecues, all of it. I just actually, a little segue here, heard someone say the other day, she said, well, it's not as much fun without my husband being in the gym. And I saw her husband today and said, you let her know it's about her. It's not just about you. You know, it's and the same thing with Robbie. I mean, he has so much on his plate and things that he has to do and get accomplished that I know that if I don't assist him in those accomplishments, he's not going to be able to fulfill them. But I can't put all that burden on him. I have to be able to help him. And it's the holidays and everyone wants to party and everyone wants to have a great time. And it's summer and long days and we all want to do that. But, you know, at the same time, there's a lot that I have to do on my own. But I know that I need to help him accomplish his goals. And I think it's important that we all do that, you know, just to get each other where we want to be. Whether it is one-on-one, you're right. We come into this world alone, we leave alone, and it's me. It's nobody else is going to do it for me. And so my job, I feel, is to help him, you know, achieve his goals and accomplishments and his dreams. And however I can do that is what my plans are, so...
So you actually, in a sense, and Joanne, I'm speaking with you on this, you actually function in an odd kind of way, like the general manager of a lot of stuff. And, you know, Robbie goes out and does a competition, does his work as a mechanic, runs a mechanic shop. And then, but everything else, you probably have these things organized. Okay, here's what you probably need to have. I've made sure you've got the right kinds of you know, foods and so forth that you've checked because this is your expertise and your body and you have a feel for what you need. So you're telling me that now. So I need, 6.2 leaves of kale that weigh, you know, 9.8 grams and, you know, and whatever else.
Yeah, it's, I'm very lucky in that respect where she's really the swift kick in my butt, honestly. If I start to slack off a little bit or things are not progressing the way they need to progress, she's really there to make sure that I'm moving forward and getting the things done that I need to get done, you know, handling a lot of scheduling, making sure I have time to do the things I need to do to be successful in this sport.
Okay. And so what would you say the between the two of you, the top five things that you see as facilitating, Rob, your ability to get out there and just achieve this incredible levels of fitness and competitive achievements?
Yeah, I mean, I think first and foremost, like I said, she keeps me focused on.
Okay, so focus, that would be like a huge, that's huge.
Yeah, it's a big deal because it's a long year, you know, from the time the games end to the time the pre-qualifications and qualifications and then getting ready to go back. It's a long year. And
how long is that? So people just have an idea of the rhythm because this is a seasonal type
of
thing.
So in years past, the games finished end of July. This year it'll be, you know, first week of August, they'll be done. Usually there's a little bit of a break time, catch up on all the honeydews that didn't get done.
and sometimes you'll hear the, I'm sorry, but I can't elope.
Yeah, right? And then, you know, just trying to get healthy again, because honestly, it takes a toll. And come, you know, no later than October, mm-hmm. you're starting strength again, strength cycles. Come, you know, end of February starts the pre-qualification, like what they call the opens. That lasts for 5 weeks, and if you qualify from there, 2 weeks later, you go through another regional-type deal. For the Masters, it's an online qualifier, they call it. And then that's usually over by mid to end April, and now we're in that transitional period where we're preparing for the games, which are in Madison, Wisconsin this year. So, you know, from August, September, maybe part of October is kind of downtime, but not really downtime. It's just enough to let your body heal and kind of regroup itself.
It's
and then you're
months.
Back into strength cycles. And, yeah. and, you know, and then we hit more cardio come December, January, February.
It's about a 10-month process minimum.
Okay, so basically in the past, what you're referring to, that would have been called, say, for those of us who are fossilized, you know, getting those. No, those are not barnacles. Those are trilobites. Get them off me. That would have been called a long time ago active recovery mm-hmm. or active rest.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Those two
and
months, yep.
Yeah, so you're still doing things. The intensity levels are down. The volume levels are down. But you may be doing a lot of what would have been called in the past cross training.
Yes. Right.
And so I'm going to ride my bike a couple times here or there. I'm going to do a hike here and there.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm going to do, I just feel like doing maybe a sharp lifting session. So you're never really getting out of shape. You're doing different
right.
things.
Yeah, correct. It's never, and it's always trying to find that balance. Like that was a big deal for me this year was to try and enjoy summer a little bit more instead of being locked down in that gym for that period of time, you know, after April, all the way up to the games and just after it, really try to find a balance, like get back on the bike, get back outside, pull the boat out, go up to Rudai, you know, just really find time to have fun.
I make him swim behind the boat.
Find time to hang
oh,
out.
Oh, God, you know. You slacker. I mean, you're not towing the boat?
Right?
Robbie, totally okay, that's slacker. It. I'm done.
Don't give her any too big of ideas.
That's a good
oh,
idea.
Oh, Joanne, here, we'll talk. We'll talk.
But yeah, and just finding that, you know, finding that balance and staying focused at the same time, you know, that's a big deal. And like I said, I'm very lucky to have that, you know, not only just staying focused, but kind of getting my schedule to where it needs to be so I have time to get in the gym and do what I need to do or be out of the gym and, like you say, active recovery. I mean, rest days are really not sitting on the couch. It's finding something to do. Whether it's honeydews, usually are fairly active for me. but finding
the
something
list that goes to the other side of the paper,
oh,
right?
For sure.
Or
you
some
turn
of the
it
lighter,
over?
Yeah, right. Or the lighter workouts that I kind of skipped out on that I'm going to do on an active recovery day. So it's never like downtime.
And I was going to say, with circling back around, focus of that 10 months in that period of time, you can get really lackadaisical in that lull. But if you don't stay focused and on it, then all of a sudden it turns around, it's competition time, and you've missed out in this area where everybody else is like, I'm kind of bored, and it's rough. And so in scheduling his time on and off with rest and proper eating and what I know he has to have nutritionally, he's like, I'm tired, you need to eat now. So, I mean, those things are key, and those are just four. And just in itself, if he doesn't have those, I start to watch how he waxes and wanes. And I need to make sure, you know, we were talking about grams, jokingly 6.2 leaves, but it's like I know his percentage of carbs, his percentage of protein, his percentage of fat. And I know what he has to have. And when he doesn't have it, I can watch where he's slacking, what I know he needs to have. And I know that. But I've taken that on as my job to make sure that I can facilitate that, because I know what it takes for an athlete, and this vehicle that is his body, I know what it takes for that to be where it is that he needs to be, you know. But I've taken that on myself, and a lot of people just kind of go, oh, well, we do it together. But you really need to try to say, you know, what is right and what's wrong. But at the same time, I'm like, okay, it's not like he can't have the carrot cake. Have the carrot cake. You already rode, you know, 32,000 K today at X. And I know that sounds like a lot, but I mean, sometimes he does. And then his coach is like, okay, do it again in less time, you know? So I'm like, have it, but don't veer away from those things that you want to have, but just take it all in stride. But, you know, those things are really important. Focus, rest, scheduling, eating, and then, you know, just playtime I think is key too, and that's what we've tried to do again this summer.
That sounds like a really good type of balance. And you're also bringing up another thing that I think is really important for people, and that is, if you have someone that is basically, you know, you guys are Ferraris, you wouldn't put diesel fuel into the gas tank,
right? Yeah.
And unfortunately, there's people who could be Ferraris, and they just keep putting diesel fuel in there, and they're scratching their wooden heads. What's wrong? I'm out of gas after 5 minutes. I should be able to go a whole hour. Today, I just suck. I'm just terrible. Oh, I mean, woe is me. And they just literally will not look at their diet as a huge problem.
It's a big deal. And we have, Joanne does a lot of, I don't know, diet type stuff. She'll take people from the gym. They ask for a little bit of help, and she'll do measurements and everything and give them, like, here's what you start for the first couple of weeks, just to cleanse out everything. And then we'll start adding the stuff back in. And it's difficult to watch people struggle with that. Honestly, they're putting in the time and the effort in the gym, but they're forgetting the diet side of it and how it works hand in hand.
To call it nutrition.
Yeah.
Nutrition. I don't like that other word.
Or a meal plan, not diet plan. Like a meal plan. Something that you can live with for the rest of your life.
No, right? it is nutrition. Because there's a difference between nutrition and what I call the most derogatory term I can ever call it is industrial calories.
Yes.
I mean, it's just crap.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's suitable for a toxic waste dump.
Yes.
Right.
Because I do view it as a toxic waste.
It is.
You're eating it.
Right.
It is. When you, and it just goes to show the type of food we get. I mean, even in the mountains, we don't get like the freshest of vegetables and all that stuff. And when you go to like other countries and you look at their open markets and the colors
of
the food, just the colors of the food alone, you know, there's so much more nutrients in that food that you're getting. Whether you're buying it at Whole Foods and getting fresher, more organic stuff. Yeah. But like when you really go out and see the colors of the meats, the colors of the vegetables, the colors of the fruits, right? It's unbelievable, the difference compared to what we get here.
Yeah, and you're, of course, now bringing up other things, and that is that, obviously, when you're buying fresh foods, you know, the amount of nutrition degradation, or, you know, it's kind of like a half-life, you know, for radioactive elements or isotopes,
right?
Nutrition decays basically hourly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so once you pull it out of the ground, once that photosynthesis is shut down, pretty much right then and there, it's going backwards.
Yeah. Right.
And so that food should be eaten basically right there. Yeah.
What happens is most of it is picked out of the ground, like you say, and then it's ripened in boxes on its transport to the next place. And by the time we get it, it has a half-life. And they're like, oh, great, we're going to buy this organic. Well, the organic isn't really organic in the mountains. We've gotten it from California or Florida or somewhere else, but it's been shipped here and it's in the process of ripening or coloring for that matter by the time it actually gets here. But we don't really have that full amount of vitamin source by the time we actually get it.
Yeah, I mean, I think we do get organic, but our seasons are so short. That's kind of our issue here. Like our seasons are so short that we can only get, you know, really good organic food partial times of the year.
Yeah, it's and right, and it's and so, you know, it's, we're able to see, you know, Colorado Fresh or, you know, organic from this place or that place, and we all know what those places, you know, they are, because I'm sure we, well, the three of us, you know, we'll buy stuff from those things. We are, oh yeah, I know that company, or I know these people. I've seen them at the farmer's stand before. So I go to farmer's markets. And, you know, that's my preference too, because I know that it was picked probably that morning and not yesterday. Or 3 days ago, or four or five, or, you know, 2 weeks ago. And in the case of fruits, you talk about them, you know, ripening them on the way here. They're using, obviously, ethylene gas, which is emitted by fruit naturally, but they pump in extra amounts to change the natural rate of ripening, and it's now no longer on that on the stem side. It's not getting any feedback from the mother plant, if you will. I guess it's a probably is a female plant. I haven't really sat there and discussed try to figure this out, but anyway, you see what I'm getting at. And so when you guys are going out there, and you're, and you know, like let's say that you see maybe Robbie isn't feeling it or he's not saying anything, you are, you're able to observe, you know, periods of where maybe the body or energy vitality is down, and
I can see performance, recovery time, his you know, how much water he's able to absorb, how much water he's actually perspiring, because normally the more fluid he drinks that his body's not just flushing but is actually absorbing, the more he's actually able to perspire. And then I know how much more fluid and electrolyte, salt, sugar, that I'm supposed to get into his body. I mean, so I can see those things, but that's also from a clinical point of view that I've studied for so long. And, you know, in watching those, I can also see when I'm like, he doesn't have enough protein. I can see it. He's not performing the way he should. He's tired. The barbell feels heavy to him today as opposed to, you know, 275 overhead the other day, you know. So I'm trying to figure out these things, and I watch it, and he doesn't know I watch it, and I'll give him like one little word and he knows what I'm saying. I mean, that's how pretty quick twitch we are with one another and being able to take on each other's little idiosyncrasies. But but I've watched that for so long, and that's what I do. I mean, he just went away 4 days for training, and I'm like, okay, don't tax your body, don't overdo it, make sure you do this, get plenty of rest, make sure you eat enough.
Mama bear. Mama bear.
But that's what I do.
A couple swipes from Mama's claws, and Robbie, you're in line,
right? For sure.
Well, let me ask you, Robbie, when you're out there, you feel totally safe in what's going on with how Joanne is supporting everything, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. You know, there's a few people I would trust, you know, that much with what I have going on. And obviously she's my partner for life, and I put my life in her hands. You know?
That is awesome. And now you guys as a couple are obviously, well, I can see you. And if anyone else claims that they can see you, we need to talk about some other things. But as I see, you guys look like you're in incredibly good shape. And so you're very much on the same page. And I'm sure you guys support each other. And obviously, another pair of eyes besides your own. Robbie can see that there may be a slight, you know, variation in form that may be okay, and then but should be addressed, and but because it may not be okay that you may be doing. And then obviously you see that too. And so this is where you get a chance to help manage each other's, you know, things going on. So for instance, sometimes, you know, I know when I come home at times, if I've worked out really hard, you know, I feel my energy just falling off of a cliff really fast. Conversations are very, very difficult. And I mean, I'm literally almost in mumble mode or something like that.
I can't believe that. Not for a second. Not for a second. A conversation with you is hard, man.
Come on, guys. I'm shy and retiring and maybe even reticent. But
I know you have more oxygen at home. It's good.
You hear that, Judy?
The oxygen tanks are all in your backyard.
I have one of those at home with me, too. So if I'm lacking in conversation, she makes up for it for sure.
Not true. Everybody else is like, yep.
Yeah, I'm very chatty. I admit it, out. But at the end of the day, sure. I'm like, bang. Right. I mean, I hit like a cliff. Right.
Sure.
And well, with what you do and what we do, I think it's because not only do we exert so much with ourselves, but I think so much that we give away to our clientele in assisting them and trying to help get them energized into their movement so they feel good about themselves and their body. It's so exhausting, and people don't realize how much it actually takes to give that much away, both physically, emotionally, and mentally, and to get them excited to do what it is that you know that they can do. And then you get home and you're right, you're exhausted and you just want to put your feet up. And I call it just mindlessness. It's like I just need 5-10 minutes. Let me put my feet up. Let me relax. Let me just breathe.
And you guys run the Bonedale CrossFit. And so one of the other things you just touched upon is this idea that you give so much of yourself away, and you're teaching people to do things that you already do. Mm-hmm. You are focused. You know what it feels like to go through particular movements. You know how to cue people. Sure. So you're able to tell people through a demonstrated execution of what to do so they can observationally see it, so they know what to feel when they do it, when it's proper sequencing of muscles if it's a compound movement. And in CrossFit, there's a lot of compound movements as opposed to the bodybuilding, which is a lot more isolation things on machines and so forth, or rehabilitation, which could be and occupational therapy kind of stuff, which would be in machines sometimes also.
Sure.
Whereas CrossFit is not going to be using a whole lot of machines.
No. Your body.
Yeah.
Your body, the main machine.
Yeah, that is the machine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is the machine. And you may use a tool like a rowing erg, or you may use a tool like a barbell, but fundamentally it's your body doing X, Y, and Z and whatever's out in front
of
you.
Exactly. Correct. Exactly.
So huge.
Yeah. And we spend a lot of time putting people in a position to be successful, right? I don't care how much people lift. I really, really don't. I don't care how long it took you to do a workout. I really don't care, so long as you are moving mechanically correctly. Mm-hmm. If you're making progress and moving through those workouts faster, that's part of the deal. That's part of progress, right? Your cardiovascular system is getting stronger, able to move through those movements. My key is be safe, move correctly, and take care of yourself, right? So long, and it goes back to everything. Like we always talk about this. I don't care where you are, what you're doing, how you're doing it. So long as you're moving, so long as you're doing something, you're going to take care of this machine that just carries us through this world till we're done with it.
Mm-hmm. Or it's done with us.
Or it's done with us. Sometimes it's done with us more than we're done with it.
Yeah. So. And nobody ever comes back from here after to tell us how that is. But I want to ask, where are you right now, your standings, and where do you feel like you are in your training right now? And also, how do you see you guys in, say, 30 years from now, in terms of like, and seriously, and how, I mean, we're going to be living that long. I mean,
sure.
Will your genetics, you feel like your genetics is something that's going to be able to stay there? I mean, stay with you and stay at a really high level of fitness and wellness.
Yeah. So right now, 45 to 49 is my age bracket for CrossFit.
And I'm youngster.
I'm turning 47 this year, so it's good. I qualified through everything, and I'm sitting second in the world in that position right now.
That is fantastic. Congratulations.
Right? Yay.
Now, this is not golf the clap, sound of one clap. Hand clapping. This is multiple hands clapping. Robbie, all right, dude, woo. Way to go, man.
Yeah. So I'm going
hats
in,
off to you.
Yeah, this is right? The best I've been ranked going into the final position. And, I think I have a very good shot at winning this thing. Where I'm at physically right now, that's something that's always been kind of in the back of my head. I always feel like I could be more cardiovascular fit, right? Right now, I'm not going to build any strength before I get there. So I'm pretty much where I am. And the one great thing about CrossFit is it's not a specialty, right? You have to be well-rounded. So
good at many things.
you know, I'm stronger than I've been in the past with the Olympic lifting and stuff. My gymnastics has come a long way. So I'm feeling very confident this year.
That's fantastic. And we got about a minute and a half left, or actually a little bit less than that. Okay. But any closing words for people? How can we reach you? I mentioned CrossFit Bonedale.
Yep.
How do we reach you?
Yep. CrossFit Bonedale. We're right behind the Family Dollar, 826 Highway 133. Our website's CrossFitBonedale.com. All our contact information is there. I answer my phone all the time. So if you go up there and you want to get in and check it out, you know, first couple classes are always free on us. I like you to get in, check it out, see if it's for you. And then we can make some intelligent decisions of where your fitness may take you.
And if anybody wants to support my man going into the games, we're going to have a virtual website to purchase some t-shirts to help him out. That would be awesome.
All right. That's fantastic. And I can't thank you guys enough for coming in here. This
awesome.
Is just,
thank you.
Just awesome.
It's
so people just have a clue on how to make changes. You know, we're human beings. Our genetics can it got us here through saber-toothed cats and God only knows what else.
Right?
And here we are. No reason to be wimpy whiners. I don't want to hear it, and neither do they.
Not at all.
Work your butts off. Pulse of the Planet is up now.